For the sermon for today, we reflect on not all three readings that we have had, but also upon Hebrews 4, 12 through 13, which I read now. For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and of the spirit, of joints and of marrow, and discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart. And no creature is hidden from his sight, but all are naked and exposed to the eyes of him to whom we must give account. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord. You are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. You may be seated. There might be certain pieces of advice or warnings or direction that we have received from our earthly fathers. And even if they have passed on, that advice, those words from our fathers might stick with us. Probably you, if this happened to you, you did not like your full name said by your mother. Carl Edwin Rockroar, didn't I tell you not to do that? There might be a consequence for not listening, for not following the words, their directions. And from our fathers and mothers, and maybe aunts, uncles, grandparents, there can be consequences of rewards or punishment for not listening and following the words. The rewards and punishment emphasize the words. So sometimes we'll remember, oh yeah, my father told me about that. And I remember when I didn't listen, we found out those words are very important to follow, to remember. God's word points out things in our life, both good and bad. Urges us, reminds us, teaches us, comforts us. And there is no other words like God's word. It enters into our soul and mind and body and affects everything. Sometimes we separate what happens in our mind, our thinking from our bodies, and our bodies from our minds, but we are one. That's the way God made us. And his word affects us more than any other words. That's his intention. His word creates faith. And that faith is a relationship with him. So he calls us to be his son, his daughter. And that affects us, and that changes how we think, how we approach things, how we think, how we handle our bodies, how we handle our relationships. God's word exposes bad and good in our lives. And again, in our soul and mind and body, God's word exposes, shows what's good, what's going well according to his will, and what's bad. You can have philosophies of great thinkers. You can have policies, both good and bad, by human governments. But nothing is like God's word. Nothing cuts into our lives, exposing both good and bad, like God's word. And when you think about it, those words that, and things, teachings that we receive from our parents or our older family members, if we go against that advice, that teaching, even if our parents or that person has passed on, we realize that we're kind of breaking the relationship with them when we go against their advice, their direction. More, all the more, infinitely so, is with God. He is living and among us. and the Holy Spirit's living in us. So living in God's Word is to live with the Holy Spirit, in harmony with the Holy Spirit as He lives in us. Going against God's Word is pushing that Holy Spirit away, choosing to do that, and even maybe permanently doing that. That's possible. Now, Jesus sent the Holy Spirit very specifically to teach us His Word. That is the job of the Holy Spirit. From John 14, verse 26, Jesus said, "But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in My name, He will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you." Jesus first said this to His apostles, but it applies to us as well. Everything that they have written down for us, the Holy Spirit brings to us and teaches us, and we know Jesus' teachings. We know how He wants us to think. He knows how He's created us and forgives us. God's Word shows us His will. I was looking at this text and I said, I don't know if I would. I will do this, but I'll do it gently. I'll try to. Somebody comes to me and says, "Pastor, I really don't know what to do about this case. I really don't know." You know, one of my responses should be, "Have you been reading God's Word?" We don't know God's will unless we are in His Word. And He says that He sends out His Word like the rain that brings growth, and His Word will bring His purpose, will accomplish what He wants to do. If we are in His Word, He will accomplish in us what to do. "Well, Pastor, I know, but I'm trying to decide whether I should keep my old pickup or get a new one." Yes, God's Word doesn't say that specifically, but God's Word sets our priorities. God's Word helps us clear out things in our lives. This is going well. I'm responsible for this. This is not going well. And when God's Word sets out our priorities and helps us see His resources, that helps us to know how to make decisions. And God's Word says, "Pray, pray to Me. I will answer you." I think we've told, Deborah, I have told a couple of you this, but not all of you. At one point, about 3 years ago, we were set. We had picked out a new pickup truck to buy and set to buy it. But I was pretty nervous about picking up new payment and stuff like that. We could swing it, but I was thinking about it. And so we had researched it, and we prayed on, I think, a Friday or a Saturday morning, "God, it looks like this could work out to get this new truck. But if You don't want us to get this truck, make it clear. Make it absolutely clear. We're all fine with our vehicles, but if we shouldn't get this new one, make it clear." It was in 2 days that Ted had a bad accident, and we had to help him with a number of things. And we did not need that payment of that new truck. He answered our prayer in less than 48 hours, very clearly. And we noticed it and said it. We said to each other, "God has just told us, do not buy that truck. You got some other expenses. You got to take care of some other things. That's it." It was just clear, so clear. Some decisions in life may be not that crystal clear, but I'm telling you what, some are. But God says, come to Him. If we're not in His Word and we're not praying to Him, how should we know His will? We won't. So maybe expect that if you come to me privately and ask for advice, I'll ask you, have you been in God's Word? Are you praying? Now, The Holy Spirit is working in our lives, and He is using God's Word to point out things that are going well, continue with this, don't continue with this. And I have a blank there. However, the Holy Spirit identifies and shows us what is killing us before God. The Holy Spirit wants us to live, and He brings us life to be for God, spiritual life. But the Holy Spirit will identify what's killing us, what's separating us from God. Not just the good stuff, but the bad stuff as well. And He uses God's Word to do this. Not thoughts that I have, not the world's wisdom, not my wisdom apart from God's Word, but God's Word. And He teaches us, this is absolutely no good, this is separating you. This is good. Continue in this. And that's why Jesus sent the Holy Spirit. I read again from John 14, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name. God the Father's purpose is the Holy Spirit will work in our lives, and He, the Holy Spirit, will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you. He'll teach us. It's a promise from Jesus. Now, in that parable that was in the reading, gospel reading for today, Jesus shows a number of things, but one of the things He shows us is the separation from God's Word is going to kill us. We need God's Word in our lives. Now, we are Christians, and I assume that. I know that. I know all of you, and you're baptized members, hearing God's Word, living as you can as Christians. And so in the first instance there, I put, if the devil, and I have, is allowed to take away the word, the person will die now and forever. For us who have received God's word and live and believe it, there is a constant temptation from the devil to say, oh, it's that part of God's word isn't true. Oh, that part doesn't apply. Oh, that part is old-fashioned. Oh, that part... That's the way they were back then. Those are all temptations from the devil to pick God's word out of our lives. And we can die now and forever. Jesus also talks about tribulation and persecution. And when we think about it, when we are, and He says, for the word. When we face tribulation or persecution from the word, we are faced, God has, and we as Christians, are faced with a choice. Will I stay with the word and have the peace of God, or will I have worldly peace, no conflict, and set God's word aside? We think, the temptation is to think we have worldly peace so that we aren't persecuted or we don't have tribulation. But in fact, we're giving up our very life. Jesus says that's another way people can be separated from God's word. He also talks about the neglect of God's word because the cares of this world chokes us. So all these things going on in our world and our cares and concerns, not make-believe things, real things, but those things can come and wrap up our minds and thoughts and hearts so that we neglect God's word. We choose to think so much about this that we forget God's word, and this takes over, and this is like drinking soap and not water. These things of this life, we need to pay attention to them. Sometimes they can be good and helpful, but they are not the Word of God, which gives everlasting life. And Jesus says, if one hears and understands the Word, then the person lives and bears fruit. And hears and understands the Word means, going back to the beginning of the sermon, means that you do it and you live in it. Carl Edwin Rockford, did you not hear what I told you to do? Did I live in my mother's teaching? Did I follow my mother's guidance or not? It is not just to hear it, but to do it and to live in it. And then my mother, I'm in harmony with her as I'm in harmony in her advice and warnings and directions. We are in harmony with God. He has given us spiritual life. But he says and gives us his Holy Spirit to say, this is bad, this is good, stay away from this. This is going to choke your life. This is going to overtake your faith. Stay with God's word. Stay on this path and directions of God's word. Jesus said, if you abide in my word, truly you are my disciples. Truly, we're following him. He creates spiritual life in us. We receive it with joy, and we stay in it. We pray. Dear Lord Jesus Christ, forgive us when we are tempted or when we are think about other things or care about other things more than your teaching, your guidance for our lives. In all our decisions and choices, help us consider your word. Help us to bring the issues to you in prayer. Keep the devil away from us and his temptations. Help us to resist. Keep us close to you. All these things, dear Jesus Christ, we bring to you in your holy name, as you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. Now may the peace which surpasses all human understanding keep your hearts and your minds with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.